Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota of Brookhaven has been voted best new car dealership in Southwest Mississippi 4 years in a row. Come see the difference. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute.
That's time for another In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar. Don't forget, so many glorious things will be right there in front of you, celebrating our Mississippi. Visit Mississippi.org. Check it out. And my pals at Superior Catfish, made over there by Hell State, not too far away. I am telling you, there's catfish and there's Superior Catfish. Well, then go to SuperiorCatfish.com. Great folks over there. Shout out to them. All right. Today's guest is part, I think, 10 now. And you guys, I'm getting so many great. Yeah, it's a lot of feedback, a lot of great feedback. Get a lot of text messages, Wesley, when you're on. It's a lot of text messages from numbers that I don't have a clue who they are. How about that? And they're, have my number, but I don't have their name in there. And I don't want to go, who's this? I've got a new phone. I don't want to lie. So I go, thank you so much. You know, I love it. I agree. But my guest today, we've already given it away, Wesley Smith, has served on more boards than we need to discuss. But I'm going to mention just a few just to rehash because he deserves it. Former producer of the International Blues Challenge and Blues Awards, Bridging the Blues, Greenville Arts Council Executive Board, E.E. Bass Foundation Executive Board, Mississippi Blues Foundation Board Member, Mississippi Tourism Board, served as president three times, Mississippi Tourism Association Executive Board, president there, and nobody tells a story and connects these dots like he does. A prolific storyteller, one of Mississippi's newest to arrive to the scene, my pal, Wesley Smith.
Hey, hey, here we are.
How do you like being a storyteller now, like a official?
It's documented. What's funny is, I get described as that from time to time now. I never, you know, you tell long-winded stories, and finally you're described as that. I don't quite know what to make of it, but I kind of like it.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
When did all this sort of start and you sort of figuring out, and how much research do you have to do to put all of these coincidences that should be, right? And what they are is right. they're meant to be, is what it is. It's written, already written in the stars, right? But you have been able to connect some crazy, incredible artists of our time that you would think would have a 40-degree separation. And you've made it 1 and 2 degree. It's insane.
Yeah.
The music business is small, first of all. No matter if you're in L.A., New York, Detroit, Memphis, New Orleans, Atlanta, London, Nashville, it doesn't matter. It gets really small. I've written from people that have written, you know, my buddy, what's wrong with me right now? Okay, I'm about to say my buddy AJ. I'm thinking about AJ Masters, who's in heaven right now.
Moose, is it Moose?
No. I'm gonna have to think about it in a minute. Something's happening. Tony Colton. Tony Colton wrote Cream hits, for goodness sake, and he was all the way from Britain, and we had some success together. And he was an amazing guy. Yeah, but he would tell me stories and all that. And then there was just so many people that I got to write with who had great records over my time, and we were from worlds apart. But the business brought us together. All right, so we're going to go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the music world is small. You asked me kind of how I got into it, and it was I just kind of naturally have an interest. I have an interest in music. I'm a recovering musician, and I like to read. So when I would read about these bands, a lot of the times what happens, I will just remember some nugget, and then it gets connected down the line to something else I read, and that and that gets me looking for more. But the common denominator in all these is Mississippi. And obviously I have that interest too. Sure. Once you figure out, we tell people this all the time. We tell our own fellow Mississippians, and we tell people outside, kind of how influential Mississippi is on American music and therefore music, you know, popular music around the world. So I just started writing about it. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to really dig into it and make these connections. And hopefully that helps our own folks be excited. And I'll tell you this, Steve, we don't kind of talk about this directly, but I kind of want the kids of Mississippi, you know, the music education's getting cut. I mean, you live on soil that has grown. It is unbelievable the influence the state has had on music like no other. And it's still there. Pick up a guitar. If you're not doing it in school or a trumpet, figure out a way. All of you in these various communities, we got to figure out how to get music education back to our children, because it will change the state again and it will change the world.
Well, it will change the world.
That's my soapbox.
I love it. Well, it'll unify the world because music does that.
That's right, too.
Music only knows one thing, and that's unification. No matter what, you can say what you want, and there can be protest songs and all that, but that ends up unifying. The bottom line is you're 100% correct. And as not that long ago, you're looking at Kingfish, who was on the cover of Guitar World, right? And who's won his Grammy and all that from Clarksdale. And if they don't have the program at the Delta Blues Museum in Clarksdale, where he walks in and all of a sudden they go, oh my God, he picks his guitar up and game on. So you got to have the opportunity, because the talent is all here. It's still here. It's bred here. So anyway, all right.
That's right.
We're going to talk. This excited me. I told you when I saw the title, The Greatest Songwriter Who Couldn't Write. I had a bass player who couldn't read, right? So which then that means he couldn't read music. I taught him my whole show on the way to a show, because my bass player back in the day, when I was a teenager, maybe I was 19, 20. I might have been 20. I taught him everything in the car from just him listening for a 4-hour show.
Amazing.
Half the songs are originals. He didn't make a mistake the whole night.
Amazing.
So I've experienced.
Some people are just bent that way.
Well, yeah, it's brilliant. So let's talk about that and the inspiration behind this article.
Well, this is about one of my favorite all-time artists. And I've talked about him before, not as an oblique to another story, right? But this artist is what got me into music originally. My dad liked this artist, and we had an 8-track of him, I listened to it nonstop in my dad's 62 Dodge Dart. But let's just start. You ready? I'm going to read you. This is a Bob Dylan, from a Bob Dylan song called Goodbye Jimmy Reed, and that's who we're talking about today. Dylan wrote this song. He said, "You won't amount to much, the people all said, because I didn't play guitar behind my head. Never pandered, never acted proud, never took off my shoes and threw them in the crowd. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Goodbye, good night. Put a jewel in your crown, and I put out the lights." That's from a fairly recent album by Bob Dylan. The song's called Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. And, of course, Bob Dylan's a legend. Well, when legends tell you who their idols were, pay attention, because there's something there. And Jimmy Reed, of course, was from Mississippi. So Jimmy was a native of the Mississippi Delta and one of the great songwriters of the last century. And his songs were hits and had been covered by virtually everyone, including the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and Elvis Presley, which is not a bad recommendation for his songwriting skills, especially since he could neither read nor write.
Wow.
Yeah. So Mathis James Reed, known as Jimmy Reed, was born on September 6th, 1925, in Dunleith, Mississippi, right outside of Leland.
Wow. Shout out
Dunleith. Well,
shout out Tim Zapponi and Angie Zapponi. The gin at Dunleith.
Right,
love it. Love it.
Well, Jimmy would learn guitar and harmonica from his friend Eddie Taylor. Eddie was from Benoit, Mississippi. He was born in 1923. And the two of them would perform together around Leland and in other parts of the Delta. But they played in Leland a lot. And Leland is not, if you know your Mississippi geography, in Washington County, Greenville's on the river. Leland is about 20 miles east of us, and it's on Deer Creek. But when the Delta was kind of forming when people were moving in. Leland and Greenville were kind of rivals. Leland was a big ag area, and they could ship the crops out, cotton and whatnot, along Deer Creek. So the two towns were vying. And this cracks me up a little bit because usually we think of river towns as being wide open and saloons, and especially in this early part of our history. Well, Leland was that way. In the early part of the last century, Collier's Magazine had an article and called Leland, which is a lovely, beautiful town, called it the hell hole of the Delta because of the illegal whiskey and the card games that people would come in from all over the country for high stakes card games and go to the juke joints and whatnot. A wild place. And that's where Eddie and Jimmy in their youth made their bones playing on the street corners.
Wow. Oh, come on. Ain't nothing hell about Leland. Leland's a beautiful place. Heaven on earth.
I love it.
The beginning of, if there's no Leland, is there Jim Henson? I don't know. You never know. You never know. Somebody had to get married to make that brilliant, man. I can tell you that. It had to happen in the Mississippi Delta. Speaking of the Mississippi, my Mississippi and Wesley's Mississippi, Macon, Mississippi is where wonderful catfish is made. Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. I'm telling you right now, it's on fire today because of what we're talking about. We finally started back in the day, not that long ago, celebrating Mississippi and claiming us as the birthplace of America's music. Amen. That's what we're talking about today. I'm with Wesley Smith. Don't go nowhere.
Skincare is self-care, and with daily beauty steals of 50% off during Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, I can find everything I need to make loving my skin a daily practice from brands like Osea, Lancome, and Tula. And I can shop weekly skin and wellness deals of 30% off more must-have brands. Plus, see what's new from brands like Bubble and in select stores, Sol de Janeiro and Ulla Henriksen. Hurry, event ends January 20th. Shop in store, online, or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick GMC or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
Gallo here for Barone's Tree Pros. My friends at Barone's Tree Pros put customer satisfaction as the only way to leave a job. Nothing less than the best service you'll find in the industry on tree removal, tree pruning, stump grinding, debris cleanup. You got questions? Barone's Tree Pros will give you a plan, time frame, and budget that's perfect for you. Free estimate at 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. Or it's online at baronestreepros.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
For all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services. Glass Networks, they're there to try and steer you to use their own glass shop. Well, you can tell your insurance you want to use Venable Glass, and there'll be no additional cost to them to get the highest quality glass. Venable Glass is locally owned and operated, and they do windshield replacement and rock repair right there in their shops. Or they'll even come to you in the Tri-County area for free. That's right, free mobile service. At Venable Glass, they also do frameless and frame shower doors, mirrors cut to size and installed, picture frame glass, tables, desktops, insulated glass, plexiglass, commercial storefronts, and heavy equipment glass. Venable Glass. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. They want to work hard for your business. Venable Glass. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Hey, there's two locations too, in Ridgeland at 660 Highway 51 North and Brandon at 209 Woodgate Drive South in Cross Gates. Check them out on the web at VenableGlass.com. Remember, for all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services. 601-605-4443. Three.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
There's catfish and there's Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com, produced right here in Mississippi. Visit mississippi.org. You know, I don't know how many times I say Mississippi in this show, and I know the show is called In a Mississippi Minute. One of my songs, I gave it a home. I sent it off, and it's been flying for almost, this is the end of the sixth year, heading into the seventh year. So I'm really grateful for you all for keeping me on the airways and giving me kudos when I see you out on the road. It means the world. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate my Mississippi. I owe more than I can ever give back to our great state. Speaking of our great state, we have a great man here, born in Greenwood, Mississippi, Wesley Smith. He's become one of my dearest friends. Grateful for him in my life. And we are talking the greatest songwriter who couldn't write. And that's where we are. We've been in Leland. We've been, I mean, where have we been? Benoit. Jimmy Reed could not write. That's crazy.
Yeah. So Jimmy and Eddie, you know, they're playing together over Leland, and they're kind of honing their craft. And like so many others, and we've talked about this a number of times, they take off for Chicago. So in 1943, Jimmy Reed moves to Chicago to continue playing music, but it's 43, World War II is raging, and he's drafted into the Navy. 43, by the way, is the same year that Muddy Waters left Stovall outside of Clarksville and went to Chicago as well. Well, Jimmy does his service to the country and was discharged in 1945. And he came back to the Delta and married his girlfriend, whose name was Mary. And the two of them moved to Gary, Indiana. And in Gary, Reed went to work at the Armour meatpacking plant where he worked in the day and played music at night. And once he established himself locally as a musician, he joined a band called the Gary Kings, which also featured John Brim. And a lot of you may not be familiar with the name John Brim, but if you are a fan of early Van Halen with David Lee Roth, one of their famous songs was Ice Cream Man.
Yeah.
And John Brim wrote that song and recorded it back in the 60s. A lot of people don't know that was a cover. That was one of David, I mean, it's kind of David Lee Roth acquired that nickname a little bit from that song. And John Brim was on guitar. And a young guy named Albert King from Indianola was on drums. All right. Most of you, if you're familiar with Albert King, he's one of the greatest blues players ever. But he became one of the greatest guitar players ever. He played drums in the early part of his career. And he's famous kind of if you see photos of him, he's always playing a Gibson Flying V model guitar. Generally, he's got the Flying V in his hands and a pipe in his mouth. And if you look on the web, if you're a fan of Stevie Ray Vaughan, Stevie Ray loved Albert King. They played together. He kind of idolized Albert.
Back up for a second there. You and I, Delta Blues Festivals growing up, you know, when I did Stevie Ray's tribute when he passed away at Sun Thomas on stage and Albert was sitting over to the left, Albert made the comment to me. He goes, "The devil goes." Wow. He goes, "Where are you going? You got it, kid. Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to Nashville." And he goes, "The devil goes to Nashville." And I went, "That's what he said." So that's in my Indianola record. I talk about that in the back.
Wow!
But I got to experience that. But before all of that happened, as growing up, you and I, we saw that relationship as fans from the side at the Delta Blues Festival when Albert and when Stevie Ray came once and then came back. But they were really good friends.
And you could see, I mean, Stevie really did. This was one of his idols, you know.
Sure.
Well, and Albert, you know, sometimes people talk about the three kings of the blues, and that's obviously B.B. King and Albert King, and then Freddie King, who's a great Texas blues vocalist and guitar player. All right, well, Jimmy Reed needs to make some records, right? So they kind of got their band going. He's getting his reputation going, and he went and auditioned for Chess Records in Chicago. But his music is so laid back that it's not what they were looking for. They didn't really get it, and they passed. And when you hear Jimmy Reed, a lot of times you hear him on record, it's him and Eddie Taylor playing. And, I mean, it is – I don't know how to describe it besides laid back. It is so easy. I think that's one of the reasons it's so popular is everybody can kind of jump in on it. It's not a hard or a rough sound that – it that would turn some people off. It's just so easy. The way they play their guitars and approach music. But so Chess Records turns him down. Well, Albert King, his drummer, introduces Reed to a friend at the then newly formed VJ Records in Gary. And we've talked about on this show, Vivian Carter,
right?
African-American woman who was born in Tunica, Mississippi, that moved up to Gary and started VJ Records. Well, VJ signed Reed. And in 1953, his first single on VJ was High and Lonesome, and it was a hit. And that release was followed by You Don't Have to Go in 1954, which is also a hit. Albert King, who Rolling Stone would later name one as number 13 on their list of 100 greatest guitarists, played drums on both of those tracks.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Wow, well, man.
Yeah. Both from Mississippi, you know.
Yeah.
And as well as Eddie Taylor. He's playing on those records too. Well,
you got Cedric Burnside now going from drums, great drummer, for, you know, amazing.
That's exactly right.
To playing guitar now.
Right? We all watched him learn guitar.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing.
That he wasn't playing before, but you know what I mean?
It's amazing.
Become proficient and get on stage.
So good.
Guitar.
So good.
Well, from there, Jimmy Reed just saw record after record score big on the R&B charts. And again, his music is so laid back. It's kind of got this consistent groove. And it's just so much so that his songs with he and Eddie Taylor on guitar are just instantly recognizable and sort of infectious in their simplicity. But some of his most ardent fans were up-and-coming musicians who were quick to name Reed as an early influence. And how about this for your fans? The Yardbirds, which launched the careers of Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page, not a bad trio of guitar players, they recorded an instrumental called Like Jimmy Reed Again in tribute to it. So not only were they emulating his style and trying to play like him, they wrote a song about him, wrote an instrumental, and included his name in it. And that'll kind of tell you how important his music was to them. Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top got his first guitar on Christmas Day at age 13 in 1962, and it was a Gibson Melody Maker. Hmm. Billy said, "I'd play Jimmy Reed going to bed at night and in the morning." He told Rolling Stone magazine that in 2015. He got his guitar, and he just listened and tried to play Jimmy Reed songs. That's how he got his start as a kid.
That's interesting to me. Stylistically, pretty different, you know?
Yeah.
To me,
it is. It is. It's not what ZZ Top played, but it's, you know, how what gets you into music. We all change as artists and people, and you know what I mean.
Well, what makes you?
But that
what
was
makes
his entry.
What separates you and finally gets you to another level is becoming yourself, using all of those influences and things, and then you got to somehow find that honesty within yourself, which separates you from the pack. You know, which is what,
that's right.
Is obviously what Billy Gibbons was able to do. You know, amazing. Amazing.
And even with the influences, that's what can make you original, even though you start emulating.
Sure.
Well, here's another fan. The Rolling Stones, Keith Richards, the great guitar player, discussed Reed's influence on the Rolling Stones in his autobiography, which is called Life. And Keith said, he's talking about in regards to the band. He says, Jimmy Reed was always a big model for us. There was always the two guitar stuff, which is obviously Eddie Taylor and Jimmy Reed. And Richards wrote about the early days of the Stones when the band was kind of finding their footing. And he said, Reed understood the magic of repetition, of monotony, transforming itself to become this sort of hypnotic, trance-like thing. We were fascinated by it. He and Brian Jones, we would spend every spare moment trying to get down Jimmy Reed's guitar sounds. Now, that's funny to me, Steve, because I think of that, if you say, not monotonous, you can use that term, but the repetition, the hypnotic, that's more a hill country blues to me than Delta. But think about the Stones from the standpoint, the Stones trademark is Keith and other guitar players over the years, now it's Ron Wood, and they don't play a lot of lead. It is the interplay of two rhythm guitars, and that is from Jimmy Reed and Eddie Taylor from Leland and Benoit, Mississippi.
Come on, that's what we're talking about. You can't run from Mississippi. Speaking of Mississippi, Superior Catfish, there's Superior Catfish, Why wouldn't you check out SuperiorCatfish.com? Great folks in Macon, Mississippi. Produced right here. Also, visit Mississippi.org. There ain't no also to it. There ain't no, it's not just a side note ever. Special things await you and your family on a road trip to celebrate our hallowed ground. I'm Steve Azar with my pal, Wesley Smith. We'll be right back. Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 66. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low all the way down to 27. Your Saturday, sunny skies, high near 53. And for your Sunday, sunny conditions, high near 58. This weather brought to you by our friends at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton. Shop local. Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, your building supply expert since 1871.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem. The new degree of comfort.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Hi, this is Shelby with Two Men in a Truck. At Two Men in a Truck, we've added a new service option to our brand, junk removal. Whether you're deep cleaning, renovating, or staging your home to sell, our Two Men in a Truck junk removal option is perfect to get the job done. Our professionally trained moving and junk removal teams will load and haul away your unwanted junk for you. Visit twomeninatruck.com to learn more and get a free junk removal quote. That's twomeninatruck.com.
I'm Rex Baker with Gateway Rescue Mission. This world is a crazy mixed up place. Most of that is out of my control. But at Gateway Rescue Mission, we do what we can control right here at home in Mississippi. We offer a meal when someone is hungry, a warm bed at night, help for someone struggling with an addiction. In doing so, we try to make our little corner of the world a better place. Look us up at www.gatewaymission.org.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
I'm Caleb Saylors, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. Officials with the Mississippi Department of Transportation are gearing up for a cold snap expected to hit the state early next week. In preparation for single-digit temperatures in northern Mississippi and lows in the teens throughout the rest of the state, MDOT crews have installed salt spreaders on trucks and made sure that all response vehicles are fueled and running properly. Crews have also stockpiled salt, sand, and asphalt slag piles. The department has offered a list of tips to keep commuters safe during the advisory period. To view those tips, visit supertalk.fm. An Oktibbeha County grand jury has indicted a man after a shooting at a busy intersection. Badavian Lofton is reported to have fired shots in mid-June at the intersection of Highway 12 and Louisville Street. Before the gunfire started, Starkville police say there was an argument at nearby Westside Market. A vehicle was damaged by bullets, but no one was injured. Lofton is facing two counts of aggravated assault. A trial date has not been set at this time.
Football is back, and no one does it better than the Sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino. This season, you can watch the games with nothing on the line. Boring. Or you can make a play in the starting lineup. The Sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino puts you into the big plays with big bets and big wins, making every game more exciting than ever. It's time for the sports glory you deserve without breaking a sweat. The Sportsbook at Golden Moon Casino. Play the game.
Must be 21.
Volunteering makes a difference, and the Mississippi Commission for Volunteer Service wants to recognize those serving and changing their community. Know an individual, family, or organization committed to serving? Nominate them for a Give Award. Give Awards are presented annually to outstanding community servants in honor of their dedication to helping others. To learn more and make a nomination, visit volunteermississippi.org.
Mississippi loves high school football. And now you can stream tons of high school football games from across the Magnolia State each Friday night just by going to supertalk.fm/high school. That's supertalk.fm/high school. And of course, on Friday nights during the season, there's always a game on your local Supertalk radio station.
The season's on the line. Touchdown!
When it comes to high school football in Mississippi, nobody does it like we do. We are Supertalk Mississippi.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We have been rolling, Wesley Smith and I, and guess what? We talk this much when we're off the air, I can tell you. Great man, great friend, wonderful family here in the Delta. He is one of the great storytellers to emerge out of so many great ones. And I know you can hear him on Paul Gallo show every once in a while. Shout out to my brother, Paul. Love you, Paul. Shaw, Mississippi. What are we talking about? Come on. Anyway, Wesley spends the time every once in a while on the air with Paul, taking over our late, great, dear friend, Hank Burdine. We miss him greatly. Something you won't miss ever is Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Great folks produced right here in Mississippi. Why would you eat catfish from anywhere else in the world but right here on Mississippi soil? Born in our ponds, raised in our ponds, processed in Macon. Visit Mississippi.org. Speaking of a cool process, process yourself in a vehicle and go check out the Country Music Trail, the Freedom Trail, the Civil Rights Museum. Just follow, follow it, man. You'll be so proud of our Mississippi, how we celebrate everything we are and have become to become a better Mississippi. All right, Wesley Smith, where are we? We're talking about Jimmy Reed, incredible, couldn't read or write, but obviously wrote some of the great songs, great guitar player, influenced. You just got Keith Richards in there.
That's right. Billy Gibbons.
That's crazy.
Well, so that's kind of direct influence on some famous artists people would know. But interestingly, even though Reed himself was not present, his music would be a part of several historical events in the 1960s.
Sure.
And I find this really interesting. So these moments in time that kind of have some significance. Well, the Rolling Stones, I mean, we just heard Keith talk about how important he was to their music. But the Rolling Stones in their early days would play four or five Jimmy Reed songs in their regular set list, which is a lot of songs in a set list, which will tell you kind of the influence he had on them. But on April 13th, 1963, they were performing at the Crawdaddy Club in London. You were talking about going to Liverpool for the Blues Marker. I talked to our friend Kamel King, who runs the Mississippi Blues Trail, and we need to work on getting a Mississippi Blues Trail marker in front of the location of the Crawdaddy Club in London. But the Stones are playing there on April 13th, 1963, and the Beatles walked in. And they heard and met the Rolling Stones for the first time. That's where they met. Everything that was to come, that was their first meeting. The Beatles walk in, and the Rolling Stones are playing Jimmy Reed songs.
Okay, back up for a second. So where were the Beatles in their career at this point?
Well, they were early, too. So the Beatles are kind of in the London area. The Stones are in the London area, and the Beatles are in Liverpool.
So they haven't broken. Haven't had the massive hit yet,
They're a little bit on the way, but it's not even Beatlemania quite yet.
Gotcha.
But it's coming, and the Stones too. They're building their following, but neither one of them is taking off. They're aware of each other, and they're excited to meet each other.
Both very different. Both very different, isn't it amazing? Both influenced by Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
Both influenced by us, but yet became so unique.
That's exactly right. Look, the Crawdaddy Club itself was named for a 1960 Bo Diddley song called Doing the Crawdaddy.
Wow.
And of course, Bo Diddley was from Macomb. And when the Beatles came over for their first tour, you know, and everything's taken off, Beatlemania is starting, and they're going to perform at Shea Stadium. They get off. There's a big press conference at the airport. And one of the reporters asked, Paul, who are you most excited to meet in the United States? And Paul said, Bo Diddley and Muddy Waters. And the guy said, who is that? And Paul said, you don't know who your most important citizens are, your most famous citizen.
Wow.
Well, so the Stones would go on. They'd record a number of Jimmy Reed covers in their early days, including Honest I Do, which is on their first album. But it was the Jimmy Reed song, The Sun Is Shining, the Stones would play spontaneously in an effort to calm the crowd down at a concert that has come to be known as the antithesis of the famous Peace and Love Woodstock Music Festival and the symbolic end of the 1960s hippie movement. But to close out their 1969 United States tour, side note, B.B. King was the opening act for many of their shows on that tour. The Stones and their people hastily threw together an impromptu free concert in Tracy, California at the Altamont Speedway. This whole story, in shorthand, is known as Altamont for the Speedway. And this was billed as the West Coast answer to Woodstock, which had happened 4 months prior in Bethel, New York. And the event was incredibly poorly planned, ill-conceived, and would become known as one of the worst nights in rock history. There's actually a documentary on this. The Stones had a documentary crew with them on the whole tour, and you can see everything I'm about to tell you, that they got it on film. By the way, this was the tour, Steve, where they took a break. They had some downtime between dates, and they went to Muscle Shoals and recorded Brown Sugar, one other song, I can't think, and they recorded Wild Horses. And Jim Dickinson, who's the father of the North Mississippi All-Stars, plays the piano part on Wild Horses in
sure
the studio.
Does.
You can watch that in the Muscle Shoals.
Isn't that the Muscle Shoals documentary? They talk about that?
Well, they probably show that in there, too. But this one I can't remember the name of it. But if you Google, Rolling Stones Altamont documentary, the name of it will come up.
Crazy.
And it shows them all hanging out, listen to the playback, Keith and Jim Dickinson sitting on the couch, in the studio. It's pretty cool. So this is going to be the West Coast answer to Woodstock, but it's just a disaster among a lot of terrible decisions that were made kind of in the haste to try to get it put together. Somebody had the bright idea of paying, I'm making air quotes, the Hell's Angels $500 worth of beer to handle security for a crowd of 300,000.
I love that.
Well, the bikers were short-tempered and violent.
Sure. Yeah.
They drove their motorcycles through the crowd. They beat people with pool cues and just generally created mayhem instead of ensuring the peace. And in this time of love and peace, the hippie movement, this is just a disaster. Well, Grateful Dead had helped the Stones. They're out there, right? That's their home base. So they had helped organize the event. Well, they got so nervous by what was going on with the
Hells Angels. They didn't play.
They got so nervous, they refused to play.
Yeah.
And if you go watch the footage of this, they're literally hiding on the tour bus backstage, kind of freaked out.
Yeah.
Jefferson Airplane was on the bill. Marty Balin from Jefferson Airplane kind of got in a verbal fight with one of the Hells Angels and got knocked out cold by a Hells Angel. Steven Stills, Crosby, Stills, and Nash was there playing. He got stabbed in the leg with a motorcycle.
See, this is music right now. I'm telling you. This is what I'm talking
that's
about.
When rock and roll was a...
It's not all pretty. It's not all pretty.
That's right.
Come on.
Well, the mood was ugly, and perhaps the only thing, honestly, that could have made things worse, this is sort of counterintuitive, but it would have been if the Rolling Stones had refused to play. You know what I mean? They're all nervous. What do we do? We don't want this to get out of hand. But they knew if the Stones, after all that, refused to play, that might make it worse. It might have a full-blown riot. So they start playing their set, and the third song in their set was Sympathy for the Devil. And that's kind of a notorious song, too. Mick's talked about all the weird things that have happened when they played that song in a number of interviews. But the song was interrupted several times by fights between the crowd and the Hells Angels. And Mick Jagger on the microphone, at one point he stops the band. It's just gotten so bad. And on the microphone, he's just pleading for calm from everybody. He's telling everybody to cool out, you know, in his British accent. And he finally, he's hoping that he's kind of got them calmed down. He tells the band to start up again and hopes that would help. Well, spontaneously, the band launches into The Sun Is Shining by Jimmy Reed. And this song, the last time they had played this song in concert was 1962, and they never played it in concert again. So,
wow.
I always find that kind of odd. And The Sun Is Shining, you can tell from the title, it's kind of a positive, upbeat song. And they spontaneously went into it, trying to calm down the Hells Angels and the hippies from killing one another out in the audience.
I'm betting on the Hells Angels. We're going to be right back. Yeah. Don't go nowhere with Wesley Smith, my dear pal. Telling the stories like only he can, writing the stories like only he can. Catfish like only you can. It's Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Visit Mississippi.org. It's shining today. Plan a road trip. I'm Steve Azar.
I'm still trying to find.
Hey, folks, Steve Azar here. And like my song says, still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
There's a ton of content from SuperTalk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search SuperTalk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state.
Accurate information, in-depth analysis, and clear insight all in one place. The Gallo Radio Show with Paul Gallo. Mornings on SuperTalk Mississippi, the SuperTalk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Since 1871, Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton has been providing everything you need. Everything for your house, fencing, plumbing, flowers, lumber. Everything for your animals, dogs, cats, birds, chickens, cows, horses, and everything for your patio and yard. Bayou Classic cookers, wind chimes, Orca and Pelican coolers, we have most everything. 150 years of serving the community, family owned and operated, Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, downtown Bolton since 1871. We'll see you soon.
Skincare is self-care, and with daily beauty steals of 50% off during Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, I can find everything I need to make loving my skin a daily practice, from brands like Osea, Lancome, and Tula. And I can shop weekly skin and wellness deals of 30% off more must-have brands. Plus, see what's new from brands like Bubble and in select stores, Sol de Janeiro and Ulla Henriksen. Hurry, event ends January 20th. Shop in-store, online, or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Your window tint headquarters at Auto Trim Designs on Highway 80 in Pearl is now also your best source for the lasting protection of Expel paint protection film. Your car is too precious to fail to protect it from bugs, rocks, and road debris. For more info, go to autotrimdesigns.com.
Is reviewing life insurance on your New Year's to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So, I bumped this up on my list this year and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40 and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-373-7070. That's 1-800-373-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-373-7070. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Hey, this is Bob, and if you're like me, you like dealing with local people. Majestic Metals was founded in Mississippi in 1954 and are headquartered right in Gluckstadt. For complete metal building systems and steel roofing and siding, call the hometown folks. Majestic Metals, 800-647-8540 or online at MajesticMetalsINC.com.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
Don't stop planning for your future. Don't stop investing in your kids' education. Don't stop dreaming of that new home. And don't stop growing your business. Whatever you're passionate or dreaming about, don't stop. Because when you have a bank you can trust, you have the confidence to take on tomorrow. Speak with a Trustmark associate today for advice on achieving your goals. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
My grandson wants to be a carpenter like me someday, but I'm the one learning when he's around. That's because he's part of the career and technical education program at his school. Construction isn't at all what it used to be. That's less to do with hammers and nails and a lot more with 3D imaging and math equations. No wonder they call it technical education.
Trade up. Discover the power of career and technical education and start building your career. This message brought to you by the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. Building tomorrow's workforce today.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
It was at the end of Indianola.
Rolling into a final segment of Part 1000 with my pal Wesley Smith. Maybe 1,003 shows. I don't know. All I know is he's a popular guest. I'm going to keep him coming as long as he'll keep writing these great stories and connecting dots of our beautiful Mississippi. Speaking of Mississippi, you want catfish produced right here? You got to go to Macon. Macon, Mississippi. SuperiorCatfish.com. That's where it all started. That's where it's happening. Visit Mississippi.org. The whole state awaits you. You'd be so proud. Check it out. And as I always say, plan a road trip. It'll take you somewhere special put a shining light on our cool, cool, cool Mississippi. We're doing that right now. As you know, Wesley Smith has connected every musical important act from all around the world, changed the world, made music what it was, And it all comes back to where? The birthplace of America's music, the Mississippi, our Mississippi. All right, Wesley, I'm going to say one thing real quick. You talk about violence and music and all that. Back in my day, in the day in the teenager days, when you used to come see me at Timonella's when you were a kid.
That's right.
Getting a letter from your mom saying it was okay for you to come at the age of 11, whatever it was. The bottom line
that was as good as an ID.
Yeah, Epstein's mother. Anyway, The bottom line was Joe and I, my brother Joe, who ran the show for me for many, many years before we went to Nashville and all that, we had some episodes where, you know, people would, they'd start fighting and then they'd quit fighting and they start dancing. And I'd go, this is wild. And then, but then there were a couple times where, you know, I had to get Joe, come on, let's leave. I remember one time in Fayetteville, Arkansas, we would play the fraternity houses. And then we would go and play a club called River City. And the guys that owned the River City was a father and son. I don't mind throwing them on the bus right now because I can, because it's been 30 something years. But the bottom line was, as the more success they were having, and we would pack this place, be 1,000 people in this place, you couldn't get in. And we were rolling, but they got to the point where they didn't want to pay us, especially one time. And they're back there and they're probably doing some things they shouldn't be doing. And they pulled a gun on Joe, I think. And Joe was ready to take the gun away from him and said, Joe, you need to stop. Now, this is where you got to stop. And Joe was going, I swear to God, I'm going to take. But there were a few times in our lives where guns were pulled to not pay us. This was back in the days when we were blazing the trail. You know what I mean? So it got to be a nice thing. And we had some crazy things happen along the way. One in Albany, Schenectady, which was a fun event, which I ended up climbing the tower and playing about 10, 15 minutes longer in my set because they were trying to cut my set because they had gone over in the setup because of one thing happened to another. And that's when Charlie Daniels really fell in love with me because he said, my God, Azar's crazy. And he reminds me of me. And anyway, so we had so much fun, and I don't want to go into all those details, but there were times when we were so competitive and it got so unbeautiful and pretty, you know, because we got fired up because things just went sideways. But I love hearing that.
Well, that's why the great Willie Nelson song where he says the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life.
Yes,
there's a lot of dirty, rotten scoundrels at every level of the music business.
There really
live
is.
Live venues is certainly no exception.
Oh, man. Come
run
on,
into anyway. some jerks.
Yeah.
Well, so the Stones are at Altamont. They play The Sun is Shining and the Hells Angels are causing trouble. And they kind of get people a little settled with that. And then they go into Stray Cat Blues. And then they follow that with Robert Johnson's Love in Vain. Of course, another famous Mississippian. And they start playing Love in Vain, and for some reason, the vibe gets worse. The violence returns. And on their next song, which is Under My Thumb, one of their famous songs, which kind of has a darker feel and sound to it, somebody pulled a gun. They'd had enough out of the Hells Angels. They pulled a gun, and the angels jumped on the man and stabbed him to death in the crowd. Mm-hmm. By the time the whole concert was over, four people had died at Altamont. It was just a disaster.
Oh, man.
Well, to go back to kind of something a little happier, again, that's Jimmy Reed. That's one of the most important kind of rock events, noted rock events, and Jimmy Reed was all over in his music. But a year and 3 days before Altamont was Elvis's 68 comeback special, which aired on NBC. And an estimated 43% of American TVs were tuned in, and they heard Elvis sing one of Jimmy Reed's most famous songs, Big Boss Man.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. And nobody, I mean, there couldn't have been, you know, a teeny percentage that had any idea that was a Jimmy Reed from Dunleaf and Leland, Mississippi song. But Elvis sure belted it out on one of the biggest nights of his career. Well, Reed's music's been covered by Van Morrison, Aerosmith, Neil Young, Ike and Tina Turner, Count Basie, Aretha Franklin, scores of others. There's not a band in the world, if you are a rock band or a blues band, that you didn't at some point have a Jimmy Reed song in your on a set list, you know, at some point. And in 1980, he was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. And in 1991, Jimmy Reed was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Unfortunately, Reed battled alcoholism and his health deteriorated so much that he died of respiratory failure at the young age of 50 in Oakland, California, which coincidentally, Oakland was the home base of the Hells Angels chapter that had caused all the problems.
You would connect that dot, wouldn't you? How'd you connect that dot? You can't finish.
You gotta
like
connect
that.
All the dots.
Oh
man.
My gosh, you can't. That's coming back full circle to all the heck and hell that broke loose. Wow, that's insane.
That's right.
Wow. Well, what a story. What a life. And it starts in Dunleap, Mississippi, Benoit, Mississippi.
That's right.
That those dots got connected by no one else but Mississippi. Speaking of Mississippi, right. SuperiorCatfish.com. There's catfish. There's Superior Catfish. And visit Mississippi.org. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Wesley, thanks for hanging out. Later on.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.